How many dates are too many? Or is that a thing? This is Single Married Divorced. I'm Eric Grung, and I am single.
Tom McGuire, and I'm happily married.
I'm Allison Collins, and I'm happily divorced.
Multiple app dates in one night. It's a thing. I know it's a thing. Is it good, bad?
Have you done it?
I have. Well, on accident, but I have.
Okay.
Like, somebody was unsure of whether or not they were going to be able to meet up, which to me usually means, they're not going to show up and they're going to ghost me. So I went ahead and made plans with somebody else.
And, you dog.
Well, I don't think I was. I think I was just playing the numbers. but no. So I have done it. But again, it was on accident. I've only done it once.
So how many hours did the first girl get?
There was no real set time limit. But I met the first girl for drinks. Met the second woman for drinks after that.
So
I was good liquored up at the end of the day.
Yeah.
One was a girl and one was a woman. This is interesting.
Oh, I'm sorry. They were both women. Dang it.
Wait, did they know that you were going on multiple dates that night?
No.
Why would they? Yeah, I mean, he's not an idiot.
I know, but if you saw like the first one when you were out with the second one, I think that
would have
they
been
would
weird,
be. Yeah. I think they would be surprised
that
to know.
That would have been hard to do.
What if you met the first one? She was amazing, and like you didn't want to leave.
I probably would have come up with a good excuse to cancel on the second one.
But what if the second one actually was the one?
Oh man. That would just
it's a dangerous game, is all I'm saying.
It is
it's a
very
dangerous game.
Hey, love is a dangerous game.
Yeah, it's not for the squeamish.
I have a friend who went on 3 dating app dates in one day. It was Mother's Day.
Oh my gosh! Now that's really putting it out.
And
there.
Those guys weren't with their moms. I'm not sure. Are those the kind of boys you want to be spending time with?
Well, one was like at noon, one was like at 6, and one was at 9.
Is this who I think it probably is?
Yes.
That's a like why like I mean just for the heck of it I guess I don't know like what? I have no issue with it. It just
I think if a
like
guy did
weird.
It though
I don't know.
I think if a guy did it, you guys would be like, yeah, you're playing the numbers. And then she did, and you guys are like, oh, is this who we think it is?
No, I don't. Actually, my opinion on it doesn't change whether
no,
it's male or female.
Either.
I think
mine
it's kind
either.
Of. I think it's a little strange because you're setting yourself up with like a you have an end time for your first date. Which
right.
is like weird to me. I wouldn't want to have an end time. If I'm having a good time, I want to keep going.
Right.
So I don't want to like, all right, I've got Susie from 6 to 8, and then I go meet Mary at 8:30. Well, if I really like Susie,
I mean,
she really
spaced them out. I mean, noon,
well,
six to nine.
That's only a 3-hour window, though. If it's going well, 3 hours isn't much.
No. But how did is she? Seen any of those 3 ever again?
The 6 o'clock one, they proceeded to date for a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And does he know about the noon and 9 guys? Not that it really matters. It's just
probably
a date,
not.
But I mean,
I don't think he would be shocked.
I only did it because I thought the other girl was going to cancel completely on me, and then it was last minute. Oh yeah, by the way, I can meet you. So I was like, oh, okay, we'll see what happens. So I never planned it that way, but it sounds like she plans to go out on a lot of dates on one night. Or is her time short and she needs to fit them all in that day?
Well, the 9 o'clock date was already set. Like, they were going to have drinks. But it was actually supposed to be, like, 7. And then she had to bump it when she got the date with the other guy. And then she was on the app to confirm those. And some guy had said, hey, can you meet up at noon today? And so she's like, you know, might as well take
noon.
Like, that seems like an awful lot.
It was a Sunday.
It was Sunday, Mother's Day.
Mimosas.
Sure. I guess. I don't know. By the 9 o'clock date, she must have been nicely oiled.
It was just for drinks.
What
yeah.
I'm saying, like,
that's
yeah,
what
noon
saying.
Was drinks, 6 was drinks, 9 was drinks.
Well, she did come by our house.
In between dates?
She came by.
She had to recharge the batteries a little?
She brought flowers over at like 4 for me.
Oh God, I'm sorry.
What do you think?
Had more drinks?
I was a little confused. I thought the guys had brought her flowers on a first date.
Well, there's a trend that seems to be
think
over.
So.
Well, that's been over for a long time.
I feel like, well, yeah. I mean, I mean, I would, but I don't think most guys do.
You would not. You liar.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever gotten that. Yeah, anyway, she made the best of her time. And when the 9 o'clock date started, she knew she'd like the 6 o'clock date already. So it was like one drink and, you know, morning great done. To meet you, the end.
She makes a poor guy go out at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday for one drink. She was just canceled.
She's super cute.
I mean, if I was, somebody would have told me, like, our 7 o'clock date became 9 o'clock, I'd be like, hey, listen, I'm about ready to hit the sack about 10:30.
Listen,
so.
I am 72 years old. I am not going out. At 9 o'clock at night.
That's absurd.
I mean, she didn't say it was because I'm on another date. She just said, oh, you know.
Well, sure.
Things are running long.
I was having beers with a guy I met at a conference. Nice, real nice guy. He's like 31, 32. And even he was like, he had a buddy in town with like the auto show, and they all the auto show people were going out, you know, and he's like, oh, like probably about 11:30. Even at 30, he's like, 11:30?
Starting
my night at 11:30.
I get it. I mean, it's a far cry from when we were in our 20s and going out meant leaving, you know, the pre-party at 11:30 or 12 and going to the bar.
Well, even I loved when I first moved back here and I wouldn't go out until I had the girls asleep, and then I'd go and meet like Tom and Beth downtown, and be
like, "Sorry,
no, you guys would be out. No, we'd stay up till like crazy late, and then I'd like wake up super early and go back home." And
I don't like leaving my house after about 10 o'clock or so. I mean, because if that
it's
point,
just not safe.
Well, nothing good happens.
Yeah.
But if. If I'm already in, like, say I get home from work, I sit on the couch, unless there are plans ready to go, I'm not getting off the couch. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Agreed. We actually had a conversation last weekend, or 2 weekends ago. I went down to my old college with a bunch of buddies, and my school is very social, so you can just basically go to, like, your old house. You buy beer, and you go to your old house, and you say, hey, we used to live here. And we bought beer, and they're like, yeah.
Sounds like a great scam.
And then we hang out. Oh, the college kids love it. And then we buy all the beer, and we order pizza, and then we hang out at the old house.
Do you check their IDs before you hand them a beer?
And that's college, some beers. So anyway, and we actually said, like, I think both nights I was home by, like, midnight because I'm old, and, like, how long can you go at college? And we were kind of where my buddies and I were like, all right, so now that we're older, like, you say, like, nothing good happens after blank time.
4 a.m.
Like, what time is it? As you get older, that gets earlier and earlier, right?
Yeah.
Like, now it's like, nothing good happens after, like, 1 o'clock for me. Like, what's, you know, I might as well just go home at midnight. Like,
I, you know, every once in a while, I'll still have some good nights out where I'll be out late, a lot later than I should.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I was out until 1:30 the other night. It was my good friend's going away party from work.
And nothing good happens after 1:30, so you came home?
Well, I mean, that was really
sounded
late
like
for me.
Something did good or something good did happen, right?
I don't know if it's good. Something happened.
All the 20-year-olds fall in love with us when we go out. And you know what? My friend gave some random guy her phone number, which is the first rule that she broke.
But in the old days, that's what you did.
Right. I don't give out my number very easily. But she did, and so he's like, you know, you're so beautiful. Can we meet up? And he sent his picture, and then he sent a picture of his friend who had feelings for me, obviously.
Feelings, yes.
And so I have this ridiculous picture of a guy who's like 20.
He's got the little like faux hawk thing going.
He has
too.
A faux hawk and he's like doing kissy face or something. I'm like, I don't know what's going on in that picture.
What's the opposite of an Oedipal complex?
Oedipus?
Oedipus.
No, the complex is Oedipal.
An Oedipal? An Oedipal complex?
No, like Oedipus is the character and then is the Oedipus complex.
Yeah,
Oedipus complex.
Yeah.
Well, I think
you say something can be Oedipal.
Oh, sure.
I think it is like an Oedipus Rex because I think I was a mother figure to the kid.
Did you put him on your shoulder?
No. I did not respond. I did not.
Well, that brings up another question. Here's a question I have. I mean, you said you didn't respond at all. Like, you didn't even say, like, I'm not interested or thank
you.
Well,
really, it went to her phone, so he has no idea that I saw it. About every 12 hours now, she sends me the picture as a joke.
As well she should.
Just circling back, Oedipal is relating to or characterized by an Oedipus complex.
Oh.
So that would be an Oedipal moment.
Oh, I see.
Related to an Oedipus complex.
Sure.
But I think you should give the guy a chance. I think you should go out with him.
No.
Strictly
for the show.
Yes.
We need. I see the question marks by dating story in the next episode. That's that's funny that she texts you that picture all the time because I'm sure that gives you a lot of joy.
Well, it makes me laugh every time because I think that is exactly the person I would never date. I mean, like, I figure I'm pretty open-minded and I date a variety of people, but I would not date that.
How about somebody person. That didn't text at all?
I just would have so many questions. I mean, if their phone had texting capabilities and they could read my text messages,
I choose not to reply.
Like, are you looking at them or are you turning off the text messaging feature altogether? Like, if that's a life choice.
So be it. Well, we just happen to have a guest ready to go here who has a coworker who says he doesn't text. Her name is Megan Snyder Gordon. She's on the phone with us. Megan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Eric.
All right, so give us a little bit of background on why this post showed up on Facebook about one of your coworkers.
Yeah, so I am like 30 something, in the later 30s, and she's in her mid 20s, and so sometimes she talks to me. I think like the Judd song, like Grandma, tell me about the good old days,
sure.
And. So she was like, you know, this guy I'm dating, he just really doesn't like to text. And, you know, like, she's like, we have great conversation when we're there together. But, you know, when we're not together, you know, I try to text him little things and he doesn't text me back. You know, and she's like, how do you think this relationship could work? And I think she was asking me because she knew that I've dated in the days before
texting, where you actually had to talk to people all the time.
Right. And you didn't have to, like, and I kind of just told her, I was like, well, you know, maybe he's just, I said, it sounds like he's like understandable about what, like, he understands that this is different than a lot of people.
Wait a second, how old is he
in these
again?
Days?
Is he around the same age?
He's around the same age. I think he might be closer to 30.
I mean, I gotta be honest,
a couple of years.
This kind of raises a couple of red flags. I mean, does he not want mm-hmm. to?
Is he out of data?
No, it doesn't sound like, he sounds like, he's like, so yesterday, actually, we were just having dinner yesterday. Her name is Asmina. So I was, she was telling me about how we had this big project at work, and it went till after working hours, and we were both really stressed, and then she had a date with him. So she was tired, she was stressed, and she was just kind of like a little out of it, you know, at the dinner. And they were kind of joking about, like, oh, you know, if you don't think this is too weird, you know, maybe we'll have another date. Because I think they've been on to several dates. I mean, they might be exclusive right now.
Whoa.
And
it's a big step.
Yes, I know. A lot of things have happened since that Facebook post, Eric.
I guess. Well, it was about a month ago, right?
Right. And so, anyhow, and then so she was like, and so he was like, let's get you home. So he was very thoughtful and nice. You know, he's like, let's get you home. You just really need to get to bed. So let me make sure that you get home. You know, you got her home.
Yeah. I've never played that card before.
I like where this is going.
I do that move.
Sounds like he actually could leave. Like,
I got to get you to bed, little lady.
But so she texted him. So I guess he did leave because she had to text him. And she texted him and said, you know, I'm so sorry. It was so crazy. I really appreciate blah, blah, blah. And he never got back to her. And she was just like, oh, like, she had to remind herself, like, oh, this is not personal. This is just how he is. And honestly, like, I mean, I'm an old married lady. And that's how I treat texting with, you know, my platonic people. Even my husband sometimes doesn't get a text from me right away. And he, like, literally checks in with me, like, about the same time every day just because we're old and we have routines.
Sure.
So.
I just think it would be hard to carry on a relationship in these times and not text. Like, how is that possible? Maybe just because I enjoy texting and talking anyway, but.
Yeah, and she said, I know, she's like, I had that same conversation with him in face-to-face. I said, oh, thank you, you know, like, they joked about how, you know, it was, she's just kind of a little crazy. And she's like, he was very thoughtful, he was very empathetic and everything in real life. And I just think that, I don't know, maybe I'm too Pollyanna here, but it feels to me like he's just the kind of guy who just likes interpersonal communication, like face to face.
I think he likes to be different. I don't know. It seems is he super thoughtful, but he won't reply to a text?
Does he see the text messages?
I mean, does he even have them up on his phone? Do we know that he got the text message?
I haven't asked that question, but when I was talking to her, it seems like at least she thinks he does.
Does his flip phone have, like, texting capabilities?
I feel like this is a guy... Phone. I feel like this is one of those guys who's going to be like, oh, I don't own a television. You know, like one of those types. I could be totally
wrong.
Which
is fine. He could be a great guy. Except when you're doing it just to be different.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like... Right. I mean, I feel like he can say, like, listen, I prefer to talk rather than text. But, like, an occasional... Like, sometimes texting, there's a purpose. Like, when we arrive at WGN Studios, we text Eric, we're here, and he comes and gets us. So, like, that's just very efficient and very... So I could see saying, like, hey, listen, I'd prefer we talk, but, like, an occasional text I'm okay with. Maybe I'm crazy.
And I think he might text her a little bit. Maybe, you know, like, I think maybe he's come around just a little bit.
You said he sexted her a couple times?
No, I think I think he would change his mind.
Oh, yeah. Maybe Allison's got a good point. Maybe you can tell your friend this. Go ahead, Allison.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if they maybe dabbled in the, you know...
Sexting?
World of sexting. Oh, I think he might, you know, come around the corner.
I think he would probably start texting a lot more.
But it sounds like, I mean, it sounds like to this guy's benefit, to his credit, I should say, to his credit... So he has come around a little bit, and he's willing to do basic texting, it sounds like.
Yeah, like...
I think so.
It probably says... says, got it. Or, fun.
That's my good line.
Like that makes it a little more normal. Like, he's just like, listen, I'll do the basic.
Sure.
When the emergencies or, like, minor things, I'll text. Otherwise, I prefer to talk.
Mm-hmm.
He's growing on me a little bit.
I was going to say, in 7 minutes of talking with you, I went from, I don't like this guy at all, to, all right, this guy could be a pretty good guy.
I find that when you date younger people, a lot of times they want to have these long, drawn-out texting conversations, which I am not a fan of.
No, I like to keep them short and sweet.
Right.
It's kind of like email, too. If you have to email me more than 3 sentences, then call me. Otherwise, because I'm not going to read that. I'm just not going to. I don't care if you. I don't care how important, how many red flags you put on it. I'm not going to read that much.
Interesting you say that. So a buddy of mine at work sent an email to a coworker, and it didn't say anything bad, but he said some things that would be mostly just between him and the coworker. And the coworker just like forwarded it on. And he was like, hey, man, like, why did you forward that without deleting, you know, what I said at the end? And the guy's like, oh, I didn't read it all the way. Like, you can't forward what you don't read all the way. Like,
That's true. That's true. And now, so this relationship, though, is going well, as far as you know?
I'm actually going to meet him tonight. We're
going to have to do a follow-up.
Can we send you a list of questions?
Yes, we'll need to know. This is actually a good idea. I will message you some questions that we'll need answers to before we approve this relationship.
Can we assume they did not meet on a dating app?
Yes.
But they met at work, right?
Yeah.
No. I'm pretty sure they met on a dating app.
Oh!
Wait, that doesn't make sense. He
doesn't like to text, yet he's on a dating app? You have to start with texting.
I think so. Like, I don't remember.
All right, I've come back to where I was at the beginning. I don't know if I like this guy.
He just doesn't know who he is.
Does it help if I tell you that he's an engineer? Does that, like, help?
Oh, yes, it all makes a lot more sense.
It does explain a little bit. You're right.
I bought my house from an engineer. We bought our house from an engineer, and we got, like, an 8-page document all about how to take care of the house. It was awesome. It was absolutely fantastic.
All right, Megan. So you're going to meet this guy tonight. We are going to send you some questions that we need answers to. We're going to check back in with you, soon here to see how this date went and see if they're exclusive. Because we've got some really good questions, I think. Between the three of us, we'll at least have two good questions.
I just wonder what kind of phone he has.
That too.
I know,
that's
I know.
Question number one.
I'll get a picture of it.
All right, Megan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Megan.
Have
thank
fun
you.
Tonight.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
So from no texting to a absurd amount of texting, this is a AP story from last month. It was a Phoenix woman who sent a man nearly 160,000 text messages. And guess how many times they'd gone out?
4 months.
Less than 5.
The two went on a single date.
Oh, this guy must be good. He must be a real Casanova.
Yeah. I wonder why he didn't want to go on a second date with her.
I know, right? So they went out on this date, and it just continually got worse and worse. I mean, unless she's the kind of texter that texts one word and hits send every time, I don't even know how you come up with 160,000 texts.
I want to know if she has a job. Or
that is her job, apparently.
I can't imagine this guy must have... I can't... So I had a similar experience, minus 159,900 texts.
Right.
I like hung out with a girl like a couple times, and she'd gone on the road, like a trip, and then she was at the airport like on Sunday, and it was like nonstop texts. And I was like
she was bored and
delayed again. Like she was like bored, obviously, but it was like constant. And I just like glimpsed my future, and I was like, I'm
going to
pull the ripcord on this one, and be, you know. And I was like at one point I was with my buddies, and I'm like, oh my god, another text. And then I went to meet my parents, and then even they were like, is she texting again? Like, it was crazy.
Wow, was she a millennial?
No, like mine.
Yeah, I think I mean I find that.
But it was you know, it was maybe 50, not 160,000.
Yeah, that's obscene. I mean,
it's pretty just flattering, obscene. Though, too, really.
No. Well, some of them got threatening, too. One of them read, I'd make sushi out of your kidneys and chopsticks out of your hand bones.
That's
oh, my
hot.
God. She reminds me of Kathy Bates' character Misery. Is all
ooh,
I can picture.
Yeah. Well, and then she was arrested for trespassing inside of his home while he was out of the country.
Oh, man.
Wait. If you go on one date, you do not let them know where you live. I don't know.
No, not at all.
You can find out relatively easily.
Yeah, I mean,
first name, last name, basically now.
You can find out a lot of information on the old interwebs.
So,
but still, that's scary, too.
Is there a timeline for these 160 text messages?
It was over the course of 10 months.
10 months. I'm trying to do some math.
Why don't you change your number?
That's like hundreds. That's hundreds a day. It would have to be, right?
Well, sometimes like when I'm on those
300 days,
like a
to the calculator,
like a group text,
yeah,
and like everyone's replying, and there's a whole bunch of people, and I just like turn off the notifications pretty soon into it because it's like I don't want to see them all.
This will occasionally happen when I'm at work and I'll be on deadline, and my high school friends will get into a group text, and my phone will buzz every 30 seconds. It's just, I have to turn it off, and I feel bad. I feel bad because I want to be included in those conversations, and they are funny, but it's just like, oh my god, and then I'll forget about it by the time I'm on my way home, and then
convert to WhatsApp. If you convert to WhatsApp, you can just mute it, and then you log in whenever you want, and you can read everything in order.
Yeah.
And it's way easier than getting a buzz every... but anyway, I did the math. 160,000 text messages over 300 days is an average of 533 texts a day.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
That is insane.
If I get that many in a month, probably not even that many in a month.
Well, Jacqueline Addis... she's pleaded not guilty to the charges of stalking and criminal trespassing. Her trial is scheduled to begin February 5th.
I mean, I feel like she should... is she ever going to be... Like, she needs some serious time in a mental health facility. And, like, can that guy ever feel safe again for the rest of his life? Make sushi out of your kidneys and use your finger bones as chopsticks?
That's ridiculous.
That's some pretty dark...
That's really going... That's going deep.
I mean, Hannibal Lecter never had a line that bad. He said he would eat his kidneys, I believe, eat his liver with some fava beans.
Yes.
That's light compared to that, I feel.
Right. Maybe she should be a writer.
Ooh. Maybe. Well, she likes to write, apparently. Yeah, so Jacqueline, I'm just going to say she's probably in jail.
Well, I sure hope so, for the sake of the guy.
Let's just go with that.
I'll guess
probably probation, actually.
No, that can't be probation.
This is what happened. They said they... The court date got continued so they could do a mental health evaluation to see if she needed services besides criminal ones.
I'll do the evaluation right now. Yes, she's crazy.
But is she...
You can be crazy. You can be clinically
insane.
And still
commit crimes.
But be fit to stand trial.
She's fit to stand trial, and her punishment should be a mental health facility somewhere.
All right, I just did the old update here.
Has Jesse found a home?
Ads
on the new...
for ladies' dresses.
I know.
For some reason, on the.
Oh, what would I do with your blood? I went to bathe in it. That was a text.
I bet it would be
romantic.
Warm.
Yeah, that's romantic. I think
a warm bath. No?
Well, I don't know. Tom likes baths.
I do. I think it's totally normal. I haven't taken one in probably a year. No, not a year.
So obviously this guy continued, or it we just can't find an update, but we'll keep searching.
Yeah,
I'm
we'll
sure
find
somebody's
some answers.
Somebody's got some answers on what happened to this woman. You don't send 160,000 texts and get away with it.
No, I mean, there has to be a follow-up story somewhere.
We'll find it. We'll post it. We'll bring it to you.
If you had just replied to me the first time, I think we'd be not in this situation.
Okay, that'll do it for this week's episode of Single Married Divorce. Next week, we are going to talk about ways to kill awkward silence. There's some pretty good ideas in here. Well, at least funny ones. I don't know if they're good. So we'll let you be the judge of that. We'll also talk about some marriage advice that you would give or wish you would have gotten. So, for Allison and Tom, I'm Eric Rung, the Single Married Divorce. Have a good week, everyone.